you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position because you're trying something new.
And it's uncomfortable.
But it always leads to growth.
It does. And in fact, as you shared, when you're uncomfortable, that's when your brain actually grows, right?
Oh,
and
yes.
When you're really sitting there doing the same thing all the time, just coasting, your brain shrinks.
It's called the mid-cingulate cortex. And basically, this is the part of your brain that grows when you are doing something that you hate.
Wow, mine doubled in size the last 24 hours. Always ask why. Why is this the way it is?
The whole goal is to rise the industry, to grow it.
Yeah, don't worry about giving us credit, guys. We're not here for that.
If it grows the industry, that's what makes me happy. Well,
when you first said it, I was going to hang up.
Yeah. It's not a race you want to win.
Yeah, you're going to lose because it'll be too cheap. You'll be working for like McDonald's money. Otto Minter onto our show from Alibana.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me on board.
Okay, we'll take 20.
I can't do math. I'm a beauty professional.
Yeah, thank you. Panning, I do teeth whitening. I'm like, okay, there's some point where you got to draw a line.
My biggest concern is longevity and making sure that you've got the best possible mechanical fit. If you're looking for a lash podcast that will challenge how you do lashes, build you up, and help you create a business that not only thrives but allows you to live a life you're proud of, you've come to the right place.
This is LashCast, your friend in the lash industry.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, this is the broadcast by lash professionals and for lash professionals. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Wow, that was a low-key test.
Was it low-key?
Yeah. Last couple, I feel like you're like, wow. Like you're so excited.
Should I do it again?
Yeah, let's try it. Go take
okay.
two.
Coming to you for the City of Roses, this is the broadcast by lash professionals and for lash professionals. Thank you so much for tuning
there. In. Yeah, there we go. That's the A game. This is how we do it. This is learning as we go.
Okay.
We're just winging it and figuring it out. And I know that I told her just before this, I'm going to have to get myself going because I am dead right now. I'm like,
are you dead inside?
I am dead. Inside, I'm like,
no, listen to me. He has been a prickly porcupine all day.
Yeah.
Like I go, like walking along, how's it going?
Like,
and he's like, oh, okay.
Guys, we're going to talk about LashCon today. We're going to give you another wrinkle or another page from LashCon to give you a heads up. But just to tell you about the behind the scenes, to be honest, right? I'm usually during LashCon, it's pretty chill. Like we get to it. I'm like, it's exciting, but I might be exhausted. But we're moving into it, no big deal. But for some reason, every year, the day before launching, this is the most miserable day of my life. Everything sucks. I am not happy. I question everything. I think I'm a failure. I think nothing I'm going to do is going to work. And that everyone's going to hate us tomorrow and go, not this year, Paul. We're not coming.
You're just a little nasty cuss.
I am a nasty cuss. It's like the night before Christmas, and I'm not Jolly Santa. I am like the nasty Grinch. I am this. I'm not.
You're a sad puppy.
Yeah, I'm a sad puppy. So
you're a sad puppy.
It's just not. I don't know what it is.
Remember Simba.
Simba.
Come on, remember who you are. You're Paul.
Yeah.
You always pull it out of your hair.
Yeah. No one knows what that means.
Okay. When the kids were little and we were driving and we were trying to keep them from going crazy, like on a road trip, are we there yet? We would say, "Hey, Dad, I think we need a McDonald's. Can you pull one out of your hair?"
Yeah. And when I knew there was a McDonald's coming up, I would reach into what little hair I had at the time. And I said, I don't know where we got this.
I don't know.
I'd throw it ahead.
And then,
say,
look, there's a McDonald's.
Yeah. It just showed up. It showed out of my hair.
So you're going to pull it out of your hair. Amazing, amazing event. I know every year it gets better and better. It gets bigger and bigger. But you want to talk a little bit about your fear, what your fear is?
Oh, no, my fear is letting people down. And fear, for us, this is our major tentpole. This is what everything we do is based around. And everything, I feel like, leads to this. All roads lead to LashCon. And so if I don't do it right, if I don't do it justice, if I don't serve people first, and it's not about making money, it's about serving people well in a way that they deserve to be served. And then as a result, we'll do fine, right? Financially.
The money will come. You do good work, the money will come.
So here's the things. I let down, I think, the sponsors and speakers because normally.
When?
This year, not let down. I pushed them a little hard, meaning like I said, hey guys, by the way, we're launching next week. Here's everything. You have like a week.
You mean here's the assets?
Here's all the assets for social media. Here's everything you need to promote LashCon. And normally in the past, I've given them at least 2 weeks. And some of these brands plan their everything out months in advance. So when I show up before LashCon, say, oh, by the way, you need to promote LashCon, they're like, well, Paul, we planned our whole calendar. It's done. And our team's working. We can't pivot. I'm sorry. So that makes me feel bad because I'm like, I didn't serve them the way I wanted to. And there's just so many things going on. And LashCon, because we started Clubhouse, I've been really working and focused on Clubhouse. So LashCon is, in this sense, got pushed to the side for a little bit.
You know what it's like? It's like you have one child.
Yeah.
And you finally get the child out of diapers and then you have another one.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. Right.
Now I have two children.
Now I have two children.
And that's what it's become. And that's a little bit more work. And I'm getting help this year. We are have staff now. But you know, it's like anything. I'm learning how to equip them so that they can do their jobs well. And at the same time, I'm also thinking maybe I'm not giving them everything they need. I need to do more. I need to find more better ways to serve them because I want them to succeed and feel fulfilled and like what they do because then they won't be back if they don't. So I worry about that. And then I worry about getting the speakers, everything they want. And I got it only a week in advance instead of the 2-3 weeks I was hoping for. And then the website just got done today. I'm actually, when we're done with this, I'm going to go back and update photos and tweak things. But it's finally, at least the website's there. The video also just got done really last night. And again, a day before we start ticket sales, I just would, in my vision, want it sooner.
You always get it done.
It's a lot of misery for me. We have a friend who we're hiring who's going to help me get organized. Because funny enough, I came to this realization. When we had a salon, we were a hot mess in the beginning. And we were busy, but we were a hot mess. And so we went in, we got a company, coached us, and we put in systems and we really tightened it up and made it work better.
We made it snatched.
Yeah. So
just snatched the lawn.
And so I haven't done that with LashCast and LashCon and all that. I've been a single man wrecking crew for 5.5 years and we're now growing up. We're now 6 years into this and it's time to put your big boy pants on and do things like grownups. And that means being more organized, having better systems. And so I'm going to need to do that. And I think that's also scary.
You are doing that right now. It's just like learning any new skill, new style, new tool that you add when you're doing your lashes. You're putting yourself in a vulnerable position because you're trying something new.
And it's uncomfortable.
But it always leads to growth.
It does. And in fact, as you shared, when you're uncomfortable, that's when your brain actually grows, right?
Oh,
and
yes.
When you're really sitting there doing the same thing all the time, just coasting, your brain shrinks.
It's called the mid-cingulate cortex. And basically, this is the part of your brain that grows when you are doing something that you hate.
Wow. Mine doubled in size the last 24 hours.
For me, I used to hate being on stage or public speaking. And I would just dread it. It would just be like dread.
Before we go, the night before, Tess would be like, why are we doing this? I hate doing this. Why do you make me go do this? She'd be like all mad at me. I'm like,
It was like this dread that's like on my shoulders like months before. What people would say, how are you doing? The only thing I could think of was I have to do some public speaking like weeks from now. If you ever have that kind of dread, you know what I'm talking about. Whatever it is that you hate to do, right? But by doing that, what they found is that it grows this part of your brain, which is, they're thinking it's like the seat of the will to live. So people who are athletes who have gone through really life situations and persevered, their mid-cingulate cortex is bigger. So let's say you want to do an ice bath and you think, oh, I love this. I love this ice bath. I love getting cold. That's not growing the cortex. It is when you hate something.
I don't know if anyone likes ice baths. I think they hate it, but they do it because they think it's good for them.
Yeah, but right. if you're liking it somewhat, then no, right?
No.
You're like, if it's for you, if it's like restricting your calories or maybe losing some weight or maybe if it's like
reading a difficult book.
Or doing something completely out of your comfort zone, like talking to other people about your business or that kind of stuff. That's what grows that part. So
exactly. So I've been growing because I've been struggling and hating. One way hating, but other ways I love it. It's weird. It's a weird mix. It's like Christmas and hell all at the same time.
It's like when you develop, like when you buy loops for the first time and that's going to improve your game, but it is hell to get started on them. Yeah. It sucks. It really does. Or any new tweezer or any new technique, you suck at it.
Yep. So that's where we're at. And we're excited because this year we have, I think, improved LashCon. This is the most complete, most interesting LashCon we've ever done, from the speakers, from the flow to the trade show to the parties. I really feel like after doing this for 5 years, we've learned some things and we're really ready to bring on and do some cool stuff. So let's first get into the parties because that's something we haven't talked about. This is what Tuss, I think for two episodes prior, she's like, let's talk about parties. And I'm like, no, it's not this episode.
It's today, God.
Today, we're going to talk about parties. We're also going to talk about some new aspects of LashCon. A couple things that are gone from LashCon in case you want to know what we're not doing. And then some things that are back. I want to talk about our VIP upgrades and I want to talk about our diamond ticket. So that's all the stuff. So if you're interested in any of that, hang around. We're going to get to it. But let's first start with the parties. I'm going to guide us to the parties.
Okay, you
there's
do
ones that you want to talk about specifically.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're adding stuff. Friday nights changed a lot. Last year, we did the white party, which was epic. Be honest, I don't even think we could beat that again. It was absolutely gorgeous. We have a lot of, we should thank Gretchen from my brand and Tiffany Mitchell. They did. They were the hosts. And they just
blew it out of the park.
Way
they,
beyond anything.
They threw an amazing party.
I remember showing up there and looking out and going, this is our party?
This is amazing. Hey, you guys,
do we deserve
it.
This? I felt like, so anyhow.
They brought it.
So I'm not trying to beat that again. I said, no, we're going to pivot and do something different this year. But before we get to the welcome party, we'll call it, we do have something new. This is new. We're going to do what's called Party for One.
The solos.
Yeah, the solos. Anyone that comes solo, we have a party for you. Party for One meetup. And it's going to be at 5 o'clock, most likely. The times might change a little bit. For now, the idea. Just get the idea. This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a time. If you fly in on Friday, check in your room, and then that before the evening group when you don't know anyone, you go for the Party of One. And the Party of One is where you can meet people who are also, by the way, solo.
And don't worry, you're not going to be standing in the corner looking awkward, like feeling like you have to introduce yourself to somebody. That's part of it, but we are going to have things that make it really fun.
We're
going to
come up with games and ways for you to meet with each other.
Hot potato.
Yes, hot potato. We've done stuff like this before. We have the Lash Artist Meetup, which we'll do again on Saturday. But that's everyone. That's both people with friends, without. This is going to be, we're going to ask, please, if you don't have any friends, this is your party. If you have a group of friends, it's nice that you want to be there. But we really want this to be for the solo, people who came alone, so they can maybe meet one or two other people that they, right off before anything happens, they go, oh, I have a friend now.
I have a buddy.
Tonight, I can go to the party tonight.
I have a girlfriend.
At least I have a girlfriend I can go
with. I have a
with.
Sister.
Exactly. So that's the first thing at 5 o'clock. Then we have the VIP reception. Again, around 6:30. One of the things that last year that didn't work, it was in the afternoon, like at 2:30, and it was like 85, 90 degrees.
It was so bright out on the...
It was miserable. It
people
was.
Liked it.
No, people liked it, but I also...
What did you say? It was miserable.
I was
very
sweating,
bright.
And I was sweating out there.
Yes, it was very bright.
And it just wasn't the right place. So we said, let's put in the evening again, but we have nowhere on Saturday to do it. So we're going to do it Friday night before the big party. It's like a little early entrance. You show up there early before everyone else. We're not sure if it's going to be in the same space as the main party or if it's going to be its own venue. I have to still work that out.
And this is for people who buy the VIP ticket.
VIP ticket, you get to come open bar, get some appetizers, not dinner, but you do get to eat a little bit, have a drink, and just hang out and meet with the other VIPs. And so that will be a fun thing to do with the main event. And that's at 8 o'clock is the welcome or reception. And by the way, we will leave registration open for this. Last year, registration closed, and it was unfortunate because when registration closed, all of a sudden, people who came late couldn't go to the party because you had to have the badge. Or
yeah, we're not doing
wristband.
That. So we learned.
Yeah, registration will stay open as long as we need it to, so everyone who shows up can come to the party. And then that party is going to be on the main foyer most likely right now, and we're going to be a reception so that we're going to decorate and make the foyer really nice. And then we're going to have this one main room. And that's going to be where we're going to do our karaoke party, which has normally been on Saturdays or Sundays after the last year awards. This year, it's going to be its own standalone because I know that there are just people who live for this thing. And we said, let's kick it off with a bang. Let's have some real fun. So we're going to have a karaoke party for those who love singing and just going crazy. And then in the rest of the area, the foyer will be a little more quiet because, again, I know a lot of you out there want to just connect and be with friends, and having loud music is hard to do that. So last year, we had like a lounge area that we thought we'll do a lounge and we'll have people can go there if they want. Or we had other activities like the movie night, which no one went to. And we also had, what was it? The escape room. We had those, but we're not going to do those this year. What we're going to try to do is create alternative venues. So you can go to the loud section and hang out and party, or you can go to the more quiet section and connect and talk to people. That way we're all still together, or you can bounce back and forth, right? You can go, oh, I want to go inside and have some fun. Oh, I want to go back out and have a drink and talk to my friends. That's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try a dual world where there's more ability to have
soft
that.
Soft
Exactly. Because that was our big concern. I've had so many people tell me, well, I'm not a party person. So we're going to try to make our parties as user-friendly. They're not ragers, guys, first off. They never have been. It's not like people are puking and it's going crazy. It's not that. It's not like college, okay? It's fun. And maybe you see some video, oh, it looks crazy. It's fun. It's just good people having a fun, good time,
good, clean fun. There's clean nobody fun. Shady in the corner flipping a coin. Yeah. Like, hey,
we don't allow guys in. We don't allow guys in.
Want to buy some death sticks?
Yeah, death sticks. Yes. What's his name? Club Shitto.
No, that's not his name. His name is Glove Shitto is his name.
Club Shitto. Anyhow, so
we're talking about Star Wars.
You
okay.
Want some death sticks? No, I don't
want to buy some death sticks.
You want to rethink your life? I want to rethink my life. Yes. Anyhow, that's it's not a great moment in Star Wars lore. Anyhow, totally lost my train of thought.
It's funny to interject movies.
Yes.
Because you got to laugh, right?
Yes, we got to laugh. So we have the party one, we have the VIP, then we have the reception and karaoke party. That's going to be Friday night. And we're going to let you guys help us decide what the theme is for Friday
the karaoke.
Night.
So we've got two choices. It's either going to be rockin' 50s or bitchin' 80s.
Bitchin' 80s.
No. Tubular, whatever.
Tubular
it's gonna be
80s. Yeah, yes. It'll be 80s or 50s.
Radical 80s.
Yeah, something like radical. Yeah, radical 80s or...
Or rockin' 50s.
Rockin' 50s. Yeah. So we'll probably be doing, I don't know, we'll do online or maybe it's an email campaign, but we'll eventually in the next month or two send that out. But it's going to be a music or era themed.
Right.
And that will be Friday night. And that should be a lot of fun. And we'll just let that go, see how long it goes. Last year it ended at 8:11, but we might let go later because guess what? We're starting our morning sessions all week at 9:30 now. We're starting later because one of the big, another... Not complaints, but people are like, oh, it's so early.
It's so hard to get up if you've been having a lot of fun the night before. So
if we wrap it up around midnight, you can still maybe get 8 hours sleep, 7.5, 8 hours sleep, be up by 8 in the morning, have an hour and a half to get ready, and then be at your first session by 9:30.
That's doable.
I think that's more doable. That's the plan. So some cool stuff there. Now let's go into Saturday. So what's going on with Saturday? Well, because we have Lash Lab, I didn't say this, but Lash Lab is moving to Friday afternoon. We still have what we're going to say is our salon owner brunch. That's something we did, usually it was during Lash Lab, but instead it's going to be now on Sunday, and that's going to be 11:30. It's for salon owners only. So if you're not a salon owner, you have staff that work for you. Not even booth rental. No offense to booth rental. That is not the same thing. You don't have the same pain points as someone who has...
Basically, who has W-2 employees.
W-2 employees. And so you basically, you can come to this... We'll have PLA as our sponsor. Michelle will probably share a little bit of her wisdom. She had a salon before she had PLA. It was a huge salon. And we'll be there to talk and we'll see. We might bring
What's some on the
PLA.
Menu for brunch?
This year, we're looking at, instead of doing plated, which everyone, it's hard to do a pre-order plated thing with that many people. We might do a buffet this year.
Buffets are good for breakfast.
Yeah.
Like you can have...
We'll be like four choices. We'll have like
waffles.
Probably would be pancakes or eggs.
And eggs and then, Benedict.
Yeah. Well, there won't be that many choices, but we
love breakfast.
There's four breakfast. In case you didn't know, we won't say breakfast. We call it breakfast.
Yes.
It's our term of endearment for the
for breakfast.
Her favorite meal of the day, which we almost never eat. That's why I guess it's special.
It's so special.
Yeah. Because we don't. We wait once a week or once every couple of weeks we go out and have breakfast.
Yes.
But otherwise, we generally don't eat breakfast. We skip it and wait till the afternoon. All right. So that's going to happen at 11:30. Then we have our Lash, something new we did last year that was, I think, really cool. We had what we call the Lash Artist Open Mic. And this is going to be around 12:30 during lunchtime, where you can go grab some food in the hotel or Grubhub or something like that, and then come to this room, and you can go on stage and talk. And I loved it because it was just a nice chance for people. In fact, one person who spoke at that is speaking at LashCon this year. In fact, two of them are.
It's great for you to cut your chops and practice a little bit and get a little bit comfortable behind the mic.
Yep.
And it's a great opportunity for you to have pictures taken of you behind the mic so that you can use that for your social media and for your salon. You know, that you were speaker at LashCon.
In fact, I saw people do that. They posted pictures of them speaking with a mic. And it was meaningful.
I saw that.
I was really excited to see that because I wanted to honor the next generation of upcoming speakers. People who've always wanted to speak but never got the chance. Now they can get in front of people 5 minutes. It was 3 or 5 minutes. I can't remember how long. And they get to share like a tip. And it was really fun. And we're going to do it again this year.
What's 3 to 5 minutes? You guys can do that,
yeah,
right?
You
have something worthy to share.
Yeah, everyone has some tip.
Everyone
they can share.
Does.
It doesn't matter where you're on your stage in your last career, beginner, advanced.
Yes.
You all can share something.
So if that scares you or challenges you just a little bit, I'd love for you to do that.
And then we're also going to be adding, I'm almost sure, the paint and sip class again.
I think we should do two of those.
We might do more. It sold out in 24 hours when we launched it. And I know there's some other people reached out to me about wanting to do other types of similar classes. So we might do more. We might have a handful, at least one, if not two or three classes where you can, these are paid extra fees where you just go and you hang out and you do again, it'd be a great place to connect with other people. So if you're looking for ways to make some friends, we're going to try to have these set up on Saturday afternoon. Because Saturday afternoon, what we're doing now is we have our main session now Saturday morning and Sunday morning and Monday afternoon. So we have three main sessions. And after that main session on Saturday, we're going to have one breakout session. And then the rest of the afternoon is all meetups and parties and connections and trade shows and all that. So there's no classes. And there will be no sponsor classes in the afternoon because we've learned sponsor classes will only happen when we have other classes going on at the same time. Because if you show up and you're like, hey, I'm really excited to be here, this is the only class on the menu, guess what? Everyone else is going to be there and you have like 500 people show up for 80 room for 80 people. So we're going to make sure that the sponsor classes are all separate or played or coming at the same time. You have other options. So anyhow, so we have the basically after the Lash Artist open mic and paint and sip, we have the Lash Artist meetup. That'll be in the afternoon. That's something we've been doing every year for the last 3-4 years. And that's just a place where you can connect and meet other people. This is for all people. So solo, you have a group of friends. It's just another place, another way to connect.
What about lash husbands and boyfriends?
Yeah. If they buy the ticket, they buy the ticket, party only ticket, which is $199, you can go to any social. You'll get your badge. It'll say party only, and you'll be allowed into any of these. You can go to open mic. You can go to the meetups. You can go to the parties on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, or Monday night. All those parties for only $199, which one party alone probably would cost that much. The money.
Exactly. We're doing a few things more for the Lash Husbands and the supporters.
We're looking to do a meetup. We don't know what or how or where, but it would be fun to do a husband's meetup possibly on that day. And then we have some other fun things.
Stuff. We're still cooking that up.
Yeah, we're working on it. So Saturday night, last year was the Lash Vegas party. We're not doing that on Saturday. We're going to really do something that I want to do from the beginning. That is upgrade the Lashy Awards and make it really into a gala.
Okay, you guys, it's going to be like, we want it to be like the Academy Awards, where we are going to have a red carpet.
A red carpet.
So you can walk the red carpet. And we're also going to have a couple competitions or voting things where people can vote on.
Going to be basically adding some new categories. So we'll have the Lashy Awards, which are traditionally, you are all merit-based and you have to submit essays and then you get judged by people and get rated. And then we pick the top 2, 3, maybe 4 people in any category if they reach a certain level of gold standard.
So meaning there might be 10 people that win like...
Well, we'll say best customer service.
Yes.
Last year, I think we had 2 or 3 people win that award. And then we did it for solo and we did it for salon.
So yes.
There was that. And then this year, though, what we were thinking, we literally very little thought. Well, just, so don't
teasing
quote
it.
Me
we're
on
just
it.
We're just teasing this.
But we're thinking like best Lash Artist of the Year. That would be both merit-based, but also influenced by voting. And so you would submit photos and we'll have judges rate your photos of your lashes. And maybe we'll have some essay questions like, why are you the best lash artist?
Like Miss America?
Yeah, Miss America. You can say you want to solve world hunger with lashes, maybe. And then basically we'll have judges rate that. Then we're also thinking maybe best lash brand. We're going to do like best lash artist, maybe best trainer, best influencer, and maybe best speaker, I don't know.
Of the year, those kinds of things.
Yeah, that type of stuff. And that will be a combination of merit and maybe influenced a little bit by voting. Like we'll decide like maybe 75% of it's merit, but maybe 25% is influenced by votes. So if two people are really close and one person gets more votes, then that would push them over the edge to be the winner because more people vote for them. We're not huge fans of popularity contests, but at the same time, I do know that some people really do move the needle and really make impact. And so trying to honor those people would be great. So we're going to figure it all out. But the idea is this. We'll have our Lashy Awards, which you'll already know if you want. And then we're going to have these other, I don't know if they're going to be called Lashy Awards, but they will be Lash Awards that you can win. And we'll have nominees and we'll pick the winner. The winner will be announced there. So yes. That's where it's like the Oscars.
So you can all come to that.
And then we also have the Industry Impact Award.
Yes.
Which is something we did last year. This year we're going to put the last year awards. We actually know who.
Yeah, last year it was Sophie Mayer of Alash.
Yeah.
Who was a really amazing the
founder
pioneer.
Of our industry. She started it all. And now we're going to have another person who has had huge impact in this industry. And we're excited to have this person come and accept that award. And we just found out that this person can come. And so we're really excited that this person will be there. And we will, this is going to be a yearly thing where we acknowledge or recognize certain people who have had huge impact in our
contributed
industry.
to our industry.
So that last year awards, it had the red carpet, we had the last year awards, and then afterwards we'll have a little reception. So after we're done, we'll have the bars open up and you can hang out, we'll have some music playing. It's more of a meet and greet again, just chill. The winners will be excited, they're gonna want to take pictures and all that.
And that the dress for that is like, it's Academy Awards.
Yeah.
It is the gala. It is sparkle and shine, and if you want to be in Met Gala attire, you can.
Yep. All right. Sunday is, and this might change on the, we have a reception that we do every year, Sunday afternoon, where at the end of the trade show where the bars open up and you can sit around in the trade show area and drink. Some people said, can we just have the bars open through the whole thing? I didn't think about that because until I've been going to premiere show. We went to premiere shows and even IBS, and I found out they just have bars open the whole time. Like, there's a bar, I don't think we'll open at 10 a.m., but there's just a bar there in the afternoon if you want to unwind a little bit while you're walking around and shopping. That might be a nice touch. So we may cut the reception, just say, no, guys, when the trade show's open, at least Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, we will have a bar. I don't think we'll have a bar open on Monday morning. I think most people by that point will have partied enough and we don't need to be drinking at like 8 a.m. So, but I'm thinking about adding that. That might be a change. That's in the works. But,
just so you know, you guys don't have to drink.
And you know what? Tuss doesn't drink.
I don't drink anymore.
And I don't really, at LashCon, I don't really drink much at all because I can't. I got to have to.
You can't. I'm just saying you can have a drink if you want, but I don't want anyone to feel pressured to have a drink. And the reason why I specifically don't is to give other people an example that you don't have to.
Drinking is not required to have fun at LashCon. That is not required. There are a lot of people not drinking. They're just there having fun, being with their friends, laughing, enjoying their company. And so that is really, I don't want this to feel like it's Coachella, where everyone's like on drugs and everyone's like just partying out of their minds. And you have people throwing up in garbage cans. And
is no fun.
No, that's not the environment. That's not our tribe.
That's not our DNA.
Now, I look at the people there. There are people having fun. I'm sure there's a handful of people here and there that have a little too much. But generally speaking, most of the people I see out there are keep being responsible, being respectful. And we've never had any incidents or fights or any of those things. Those are not things that happened at LashCon. And God willing, that will never happen because I just think smart cookies, they're not like that. They have self-control.
Mm-hmm.
They like to have fun, but they also have self-control. So then the one that Tuss is excited to talk about is our Las Vegas gala. And we have a new twist to it. So we're going to have the casinos again. We're actually bringing a bigger, like almost like bands. We're bringing back Ricky Rocking, whatever his name is. Feel bad. He's the DJ, plays drums, and we had a great MC, but we're going to bring some other instruments. So it's going to be like a mix of him playing live with other tracks and enhancing the tracks and doing it all live.
Really fun.
Really, really cool. But Tuss had this great idea.
It's not my idea, actually. Well, I have to credit Tress Larson's sister, Tabitha.
Right.
Thank you, Tabitha. She's like that movie, 27 Dresses. Now, I've never seen it, but it's based on this theme. Everybody has got dresses in their closet that they've had to wear as a bridesmaid or a prom or something. And they always say, oh, you can reuse it for something else. And we never do. It just stays there, right? Well, this is your chance to bust that old gown out. And the whole concept of it is about recycle. I do not want you having to buy or spend any money on this gown, right? The job is to either go into your closet and pick out one of your old bridesmaid's dresses. And if it's super ugly, wear it because there will be a prize for the ugliest bridesmaid dress, right? You can also thrift it. If you haven't been a part of a wedding yet, go to the thrift store and buy something. Or basically really inexpensively. Or you can creatively upcycle something. That's going to be another award, the most creative upcycle. So you can take something, you can embellish it, you can stitch it together. You can borrow one too. So the point is that, and you can look crazy. It doesn't have to.
Yeah, we're gonna have awards for both crazy and best dressed, right?
If you want, but it's supposed to be nutty, right? Like, I'm going to figure out how I'm going to like blend a couple different dresses. I've got so many. And we just hang on to these things thinking, I've got some from your sister's wedding, right? So we'll do something fun with it. But the point is that we don't want you spending extra money on this thing. It's to recycle and upcycle and give that gown that you was promised another wear.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I think it's great. I love the idea. One, because I think some of you will go out and you'll buy nice outfits for Saturday night for the gala for the Lashy Awards. So it's nice that you don't have to go crazy on Sunday. You have to do two nights in a row buying expensive outfits. So second, basically Sunday night is the night where you save money. You still can dress up.
You can dress up. You can embellish it. You can be a message on that dress if you want. It could be super hideous because there will be prizes for that. Whatever you fancy.
Yeah, and we'll be doing prizes. We haven't worked out how, but there'll be prizes that we give you there or later. And by the way, it's sponsored by, again, The Lash Co., Kathy and Danny, who we love dearly. We're really excited to have them be back. I forgot to mention that PLA is sponsoring the Lashy Awards, which we're very honored to have them back for their third year sponsoring that. And we could do this without our sponsors, guys. They really help us. Last year, Danny and Kathy gave everyone, I think it was,
It was like a rescue kit.
Rescue kit for
had like electrolytes in it and some aspirin and some.
So that way, if you went a little crazy, you had a little backup plan. And then they also had some photo booths, and I know they're going to do more. And so, like I said, we're going to have artists there. We're working on some other surprises that we haven't finalized yet, but hopefully. And it's going to be at the Sheraton, which is right next door to the Hilton instead of the Marriott. And it's a kind of a cool vibe. I like the setup. We're going to have an outdoor area, an indoor area, and then a private club, almost like what I don't know if it'll be a speakeasy, but it's going to be a separate area where you can go to the club. So again, giving you different feels so you don't have to if you're going there. I don't want to be in the club and all the loud music. That's okay. You can go out. We have this nice courtyard area where you can hang out there. Where our hope is to have like a little wine tasting area where you can sit down and you can try different wines.
What's whiskey?
No, there's whiskey, but we're going to mix that. No whiskey. But we are going to have the wine tasting. I think more people will be interested in wine tasting than whiskey. So, So, we'll have, just like whiskey.
Does not make me feel good.
No. So, we're going to have the wine tasting for sure. And we'll have this some other things to do outside. We'll be more quiet, more quaint. Then you can go inside into the area where the gambling is. And we're also going to have artists set up. I don't know where the artists are going to be set up yet, but we'll have some of the artists back again because Tuss has to get her balloon animals.
Balloon animals. We like the henna. We like the caricatures.
Yeah, all that stuff. So
good stuff.
We have a whole bunch of things going on. It's going to be bigger, badder, and cooler than ever. And that's Sunday night. So, and again, good news is we are going to basically get you 9:30 a.m. is now when we start. So we pushed it back. Like Sundays last year, we would start 8:50. So it's like almost 45 minutes later. And we started at 9, I think, last year, but we're going to push it to 9:30. I'd love to push it to 10, but if we do that, then we finish too late. And on Monday, we do try to wrap up by like 3:30, 4 o'clock.
So people can leave if they need to.
So people who have to fly out can. And then we also have our PJ party anyway. So that last thing will be the PJ party, which we're so excited to bring back. This will be literally... Did we do a PJ? No, I guess we've done it for, this will be a fourth year doing the PJ party. And we actually have a sponsorship still available for this one. If you're looking, you go, I like to be the sponsor for that. Allie, if you guys know, has basically gone and joined and is now working with her mom at Lash Bomb. So Lash Anarchist, while it's still a brand, is not the same thing. So she's changed. So Allie will be at LashCon for sure. She loves LashCon. But she's not going to be hosting this year. So this is
an amazing hostess.
Yeah. Opportunity for someone else to jump in and carry that torch.
Yes. And the theme for the pajama party is, because the theme is Be the Solution, it's your opportunity to come as a superhero.
Yes.
Your superhero.
Your superhero.
Remember, because you are the solution. You can be the solution in every problem. So if you want to think about what your alter ego looks like and what she wears and how she cares and what her power is, this is your chance to dress up.
Yeah, my alter ego has hair. And that's maybe my evil twin might appear at last time.
Well, I thought your alter ego was Ghost Bucket.
Oh, no. Well, it is Ghost Bucket, too.
Which is just a brain in a bucket.
Yeah, that's my brain in a bucket. We once, like 10 years ago, decided to all create our own superheroes. Mm-hmm. And my superhero with my kids at the time said, well, I'm Ghost Bucket, and I'm basically a brain in a bucket. I use I can teleport anywhere in the world to fight crime.
Yeah.
And then during the daytime, I'm that's at a high school. And
that's where
I hang out during the day. And at night I transform into Ghost Bucket and I go around and fight crime. But the irony, of course, is during the day, my nemesis is Cyclops, and he is the janitor, and he uses me to clean the floors all day.
But he doesn't know
that during night, I'm the one thwarting and stopping him from hurting people. So that is Ghost Bucket. Now, I could do that. I could do that.
You could
I
try.
How can I be a bucket? I don't know how to dress up as a bucket.
The bucket doesn't have a face on it either. It's just a bucket with a brain in it.
There's a brain with some water, and it just jiggles around in it. It's really sad and pathetic. But I don't
even so this is your opportunity to think about what your secret power is, and you can dress up like her.
Yes, you can be that. So that's our party. So that's a lot there. It took a lot longer to get through that. So let me try to fly through the last bit because I don't want this to be too long. I appreciate everyone who hangs around here because I know a lot of you are right now trying to take notes and plan. And this is our first year we ever announced our themes like 7 months in advance. The only thing that's undecided is Friday night.
You guys have time really be creative.
Get crazy. So let me share just real quickly some of the new aspects and some of the other stuff. So like I mentioned, I think in the last episode, we have our speaker Q&A rooms where we're really excited to have that. That's going to be a chance now for people to interact and talk to speakers in more in depth after their sessions. We also have the speaker meetup. So we have a second area where, because we can't put everyone in the speaker Q&A, we'd have not enough sessions, let's just say. So we will have a meetup area where you can go meet with speakers. So if they're not in the Q&A, hopefully that you can find a time when they're there and you can sit down and do a little bit more intimate talk. We also have an influencer area that we're going to set up this year where we're going to have certain people will be scheduled for time. So if you've been wanting to meet up or you're too shy, maybe, we'll just have them go somewhere. We'll say, hey, guys, speaker is here, or the speaker, the influencer is here. Come and get pictures. Come and meet them. Come and meet and greet. So that's just something we're looking forward. We also have our main demo stage this year. Last year, we had two small, kind of like tiny stages, we'll say, not stages, demo areas, where we're going to take those upstairs to the fourth floor, and we're going to have a big stage like you see at trade shows. And that's going to be where we're going to have some big names. Like I know Automitter is going to do a class there and some other of our sponsors will be there. And there'll be a room. I think it's 40, 50 chairs and it's going to be really cool. I'm really excited about that. We also have our first ever Spanish class. Nina from Nina Lash is going to be teaching. We have a UV light panel this year. If you want, there's a lot of controversy about UV. If you want to know what's really going on, you want to come for this UV light panel. We also have Loom coming. They're the robotics company. It's like our tech and medical year. It's super cool. We have UV light. We have also a person teaching AI this year, a person talking about basics of how to use AI. And then we have Loom coming to talk about doing a presentation, and we'll probably do a breakout session with Nate so he can answer your questions. You're going to probably have a ton. Like, what is this? Why are you doing it? We have Dr. Zyrus coming back. Coming the first time. We tried to get him a couple years ago. He's a leading expert.
I'm so excited on about contact Dr. Zyrus. Dermatitis.
Yeah. He wrote a book on it, by the way.
He wrote Fisher's Dermatology. Yes. Yeah. Contact Dermatology.
So he's going to be there. He's also really entertaining.
Contact Dermatitis. Sorry.
Yeah. Dermatology. He's a great guy. We also have Dr. Luck coming. She's an optometrist and she's going to be talking about something about the eyes. We're not sure yet. Dry eyes. Contraindications.
Yes.
We also have a financial planner coming. We also go in some classes that are going to be, we'll say, deeper dives. We're going to give you like an hour and a half or 2 hour course with three sessions like that. So that's going to allow you guys for those of you who want more. I think, we'll figure that out. We haven't figured out who's going to do it. Okay. One more thing. Lash Sponge's nemesis is going to appear at LashCon.
That's right.
So it's crazy.
I've been waiting and wondering.
Who is this guy? And why is Lash Sponge exist? Well, Lash Sponge exists protect us from this other character.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and they might fight.
They might.
Yeah, we might have to have a fight. We'll give you more details.
We will, as that
evolves. Also, the thing that it's not new, but we're moving it, and that is Lash Lab. That's moving to Friday at 2 o'clock. Normally, it's been on Saturday mornings. We've decided to extend the classes for you guys. We want to give you more information. If anything, I get every year, it's more. Give me more classes. I want more. So we're giving you more. Basically, it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday now. Saturday morning, and then it's all day Sunday, all day Monday. And so Saturday morning we're moving Lash Lab to Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock so that we can accommodate people and do a main session and one breakout session on Saturday.
And we have the official names for the swag bags. They are the small bag for the VIPs and the mini bag for all other attendees.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's on the website, but that's what Tessa's calling it. Yeah. Let me real quickly get into our speakers for the Lash Lab on Friday afternoon. I want to share with Allie Lilly is back, but with a new class. She's teaching a class called Master the Anime Lash Set. Jamie Butler is going to be here for the first time teaching at Lash Lab, marketing your lash business, talking about how you can get fully booked. So we're excited about him. Otto Mitter is back. I mean, he took a year off, but he's back this year, called Lash and Brow Elevation, Hybrid Brow Mastery and Lash Lift Perfection Class. So that's going to be on also during this thing. Tress Larson is going to be teaching the first time at Lash Lab, Struggle Without a Cause, Unleashing Technique and Confidence. So it's going to be a combination of lash techniques and really helping build you up as a lash artist. And lastly, Maddie Morris is going to join us in Lash Lab. She's going to teach a class called Quick Fans, The Ultimate Guide to Speedy Lash Extensions. So we basically have those are our five classes. And Tuss will be doing, as she did last year, a Q&A. So if you show up and you don't want to take a paid class, Tess will do a live Q&A where you can pretty much ask her anything. It was packed last year, and it was a great class, and we'll be bringing that back. Some of the things that are gone, we already mentioned one of them. The lounge is changing, and that's because no one went to it. But the reason why is because it wasn't necessary. It turned out that downstairs on the first floor, there's a huge lounge and bar that's much nicer.
It's fully staffed.
It's fully staffed, has food, has a full bar. It wasn't a partial bar. So we're going to keep that. We're going to just tell people, hey, if you're done, you want to chill, go down to the bar and hang out there. It's a great, it's huge. And there's lots of places to hang out. So that's where the lounge will be this year. But don't worry. Some of the things that were in the lounge are still here. We're going to have the massage table. Massage people are still going to be there. They're going to be in the main foyer. I don't know about nails yet. We're working on that.
Okay.
We'll see. Maybe we'll have the nails back. We may bring back the guy with the headshots. And let's see what else was there. Yeah. And so that most, everything that was in that room, we're trying to bring back, just in a different form. And that's why we have the speaker meetup room, because that's what the lounge was, a chance to meet. So this year, by bringing speakers to this, I'll be on the fourth floor, where you can meet with them. There'll be little tables and chairs and areas. It won't be set up like a lounge, but you can go up there and you can sit down and do one-on-ones with speakers. So that's something we're doing differently this year, but it's not gone, right? And then the next thing was a game room. We had the game room last year along with the Instagram room. We're keeping the Instagram. That's going to be now in the main foyer. We're going to have all the sponsors are going to be basically building booths. We had two brands last year do it. It was cute. We had basically PLA do a really great booth. And we also had Lash Bomb do a really great booth. And both those people took tons of pictures. And we're now going to just have like 8 or 9 of those out in the main foyer. So when you show up, you can sit around, take pictures with your friends. And then the 360 booth that we had in that room will be also out in the foyer or near around the foyer. So there won't, and the only thing will be gone is the games will be gone. Because again, I think 20 people played games. It was sad. It was very sad because again, it was hidden. And not only that, it was out of the way. And people, I realized people are here to network. People are here to go to trade shows. People are here to take classes or people are here to have fun. That didn't fall in that category, playing games.
Well, you live and learn, and you make some things, and you make some mistakes, and that was one of them.
And again, we want to really emphasize, for those of you who are like, oh, sounds like you're getting rid of all the extra things that weren't for party people, we're going to try to make sure all the parties, as best as we can, have areas that are a little more low-key. So you don't have to drink, you don't have to go crazy, you can just go and meet friends and talk and chat and sit down and so forth. That's really what we're trying to do. So we're even on the Friday, on Monday night with the PJ party, we're looking, could we break the room up into different sections?
Superhero PJ party?
Yeah, the superhero PJ party. We're going to break that up into different areas so it's not just one thing where you have to go and party. Like, you know, it's so loud in that room, right? And I left the room because I'm so done by Monday night that I needed to just go out and hang out.
Yeah, we fry.
I was fry. All right. So those are things that we are not doing. Now, things that are back, I said 360 booth. Oh, the demo rooms are back, but they're going to be on the fourth floor. So if you loved that last year and you like going and seeing someone do hands-on demos where you can sit alongside with them and talk to them and ask them questions, we're going to keep that. But that's going to be on the fourth floor. The sponsor suites are going to be back. So the sponsor is going to be doing classes again along with ours. So we will try to really designate that. So sponsor classes will not be recorded, only LashCon classes. So if you really have to pick and choose between one and the other, go to sponsor class because that will not be recorded and our class will. And you can always watch ours on the app later. We also have a much larger trade show. So we're expanding that and we're doing more classes, like I said. And the app is back. We're bringing back the app, new company, but I think it's going to be even better, more interactive and more things to do on the app. So we're really excited about that. It's actually quite a big upgrade, the app that we have this year. And I can't wait for you guys to see that. Last two things, VIP upgrades and diamond tickets. One thing we want to do is we want to enhance the VIPs. Normally with VIPs, you get preferred seating with the table and the main sessions. You get a you get the cocktail party. You get the VIP swag bag, small swag bag, not mini.
The small. The mini.
Yeah, minis for general admission. The small for VIP. Then we have you get a free t-shirt. You also have your own registration line. So when you arrive, and you also get two bonus sessions. One is with Tess and I. And then lastly, you get a certificate of attendance. That's all we did last year. This year, we're adding early entrance into the trade show. So you can go in the trade show 1 hour before anyone else. So you can get a sneak peek before the masses show up. You also get early entrance into all classes. We're going to basically, when the class is over, they're 1 hour courses. We're going to have a half hour break in between. After 15 minutes, we're going to kick everyone out, reset the room, and then let VIPs in first so they can always make sure they get the best seating, and then we'll let general admission people in. So that's going to take a little bit more coordination. Be patient with us. It's our first year trying it, but I think it's going to be pretty cool. And then we also are going to have some VIP drink tickets at some of the events. Not all the parties, but at least some of the parties, we're going to give you at least one free drink on us so that you can...
It doesn't have to be alcohol.
Yeah. It can be, like Tuss gets a drink ticket, like... We were just at an event and she had a drink ticket and we bought sparkling water.
It's my favorite.
It's like soda water. Oh, that's free. But, oh, well, use your drink ticket anyway. So yeah. Anyhow, that's what we did with that. And diamond tickets. Let's real quickly do this. We'll close with this because this is something we added last year. And be honest, we did. Here's just my marketing mind. It was a ploy. It was like, oh, let's just come with this idea. We'll just do something sensational. I don't know if anyone will buy it because it's so expensive, but I know the value is there. But at the same time, I don't know if someone can afford it. It's a lot. It's not cheap. But we sold three.
And we packed it full of value. Oh, it was really fun.
It was not a ripoff. All three people I talked to them afterwards went, this was more than worth it. We got more than what we paid for. That's how they felt. And so getting that kind of feedback, we said, okay, we're going to bring it back. And no longer is it a ploy. It's actually just a really cool high-end upgrade. We have four tickets. Only four people can get this special treatment. Let me tell you what you get. It's a lot. First, you get picked up with a limo.
From the airport.
From the airport. So we coordinated that. I had to talk. It was a lot of work. But we got both pickup and drop off for them. They got go in style, right? Next, three nights in a studio suite at the Hilton. So you got one of the nicer rooms. A little bigger room. They're not giant monster suites, guys. You're not getting the presidential, okay? But it's still a lot more room. And by the way, you can bring a friend. It's not like you have to be solo. You can definitely bring a friend. So you get three nights stay in a studio suite. You get dinner at Morton's for four. So you get to go on, I think it was, I'm not sure which night we'll have it, Saturday or Sunday night. But you can get to go over there, have some drinks, have some really good food, and then come back and hang out with us afterwards. You also get preferred seating at all sessions and meetings. We actually save seats in every room that says diamond ticket. So no one but you can sit there. And then we do that for all the rooms. That's like basically four seats that no one else can sit in. So you can pick wherever you want. That's pretty cool. You also get someone to help you personally.
It's basically an assistant.
Yeah, you have your own assistant to help you get, if you like, you're hungry and like, can you order me some food? Or can you go down to Starbucks, get me a coffee?
It will magically show up wherever you are.
Yeah. And so we have basically we have four people this year. Four tickets, so we have all four. There may be times where you have
There will be hours.
Yeah, it's not 3 a.m.
A boundary for that, but this time there will be working hours.
We have makeup person coming to do your makeup, at least on Sunday, Monday. The problem, I realized, and this is not a problem, it's just like, oh, wait, I didn't plan on this. We expanded things to Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So Saturday now is an event day too. Before it was more social, but now we realize we may have to do makeup that day too. We'll see. So at least for sure Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but maybe it'll be all 3 days. Those are details left to be figured out. You get a headshot with one of our photographer, Nate. So if you basically want to get that headshot you've always wanted, well, guess what? He's around all weekend. We just coordinate it. So you go see him. You can do it outside. You can do it inside, wherever you want it. It worked really good, cool. And it's a nice little thing that you can use for your branding when you go home. You get your own special VIP swag bag that Tuss puts together for you personally. That was a really nice touch. You also get to pick one of the last lab courses on Friday afternoon. You can take any one of them. So that's included. And you also get one party only ticket. So you bring one buddy or gal or friend or whatever with you to any of the party, all the parties. You don't have to buy an extra ticket. Plus you get all the VIP stuff on top of that. Everything on top of that. So it's a lot, guys. It's a lot. And I'm excited to bring this. And now it's no longer an experiment. It's actually, I think, hopefully it's going to be part of our standard thing. Because we always want to do like an elevated level of LashCon. Like this is the level. What we did with when we had our place at last, or our place. And Terry Lash, we always want to have an elevated experience. Well, we want to give that same kind of idea for LashCon, and it now exists called the Diamond Ticket. So get those before those go away, because we only had three last year. We sold all three this year. We decided to squeeze one more in, and then I think we're maxed out.
I think we're maxed out.
The amount of detail and attention we have to pay
is
a lot. And I don't want anyone to suffer and pay that much money and get pushed away.
No, you'll still get a great experience, but we couldn't do more than four.
Yeah, exactly. So that's everything, guys. We took three episodes to unpack it. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of cool, fun things for you guys. This is really the homecoming for Lash Artists. Once a year, you should just put on your calendar and plan to be here. Save up for the year.
We have payment plans.
We have payment plans, 6-month payment plans. I've never heard anyone tell me it wasn't worth it. I've had a few people say, well, it wasn't for me. And usually it's because they're really shy or they really get social anxiety, which I just had anxiety saying that word. So I get it. It's hard for them. And you know what? And if that's you, maybe it's we do everything we can to help you with that. We have like our Lunch Buddy program. We're playing with some other ideas that we may want to put in that will help people to connect with others so that you don't feel this pressure to meet people. And it's not going to be like high school when you first show up and everyone's all talking to each other and you walk around lonely and you cry every night. That was me my freshman year. It was hard. And so we're trying to make it really warm, receptive, welcoming. So no matter where you are, where you're outgoing or ingoing or not ingoing or introverted, you'll find a way to connect and make friends. And that's always about our number one goal. More than even learning business is making sure people feel seen and that they feel heard
and connected,
and feel valued and get connected. And so if that's you and you're scared a little bit, it's okay. It's normal. A lot of people are scared before they come to LashCon. I see it all the time. People post, I'm scared. It's okay. You're going to meet. And then the other side is how many people came scared and walked away with tons of new friends, feeling empowered, feeling welcome.
Tons of new connections that has empowered their career.
More and more now, it's because we have 5 years under our belt. There are people coming up. My life changed in 2021. My life changed in 2022. My life changed in 2019 because of what you guys did. Because the people that came and poured into me, the connections I made, the friendships I made, it's changed my whole trajectory in this industry. And now I'm doing this, or now I'm doing that, or now at least I have someone I can talk to. It is invaluable. I can't say enough good things about it. And I'm not, if you know us, I try to temper things. I try not to oversell something because then it sounds, well, I'm just trying to sell you. I'm so confident now in LashCon and what it's going to provide in value that I feel like I almost undersell it.
Yeah, we do undersell, but that's our DNA. We want to underpromise and overdeliver.
Yeah, so anyhow, that's everything. I have work to do. I gotta go.
Gotta batch to the salt mines.
Yeah, this is gonna be a long night, but I'm excited and I feel a little bit better too. I'm not so anxious.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, because dust suffers otherwise.
It's okay.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
I just believe in you. It's gonna be okay.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. So, all right, guys. That's a wrap. We are done. We are out of here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Please follow us on Instagram at LashCast and at The Lash Conference. And remember to subscribe, share, and review, and get your ticket, guys, VIP especially. I know those will be gone this week, if not in the first day or so. And then I think we have quite a few regular general admission, but if you want to get in before there's a price increase, because that will come down the road, buy your tickets today and get your hotel room too. That's another thing.
Definitely lock
in your hotel and get your plane ticket. You'll get your cheapest price right now.
Yeah.
Do everything now. Get out of the way. Then you have like 6 months to save and plan and prep and all that. On behalf of my Lash Mush. On behalf of my Lash Mush Destiny, I want to thank you for taking some time to listen. Keep on lashing. And remember, you have a friend in the lash industry.
You have a friend in the lash industry.